saved a year. Thank you.
Case number 10912, Roberta Hagen, east of Route 16, Broadkill Road, west of Bayshore Drive, through lot of Stripper Road and Flounder Avenue, being lots 1 through 4, Block E, Section 1, within Broadkill Beach Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Could you both come up here first, please?
Sure.
Need to have your names and addresses.
Well, the address is 1603 Bayshore Drive in Milton.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Gordon Hagen.
Okay.
And this is my wife, Roberta Hagen.
Same address?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Gordon Hagen. This is my wife, Roberta. She's the owner of record of the house. And I'm here just because she asked me to do some talking for her, though some things she may have to answer rather than me. This house was purchased April 26th, 2011. It's the first experience we've had in anything in this area, and the first time that either of us have ever been involved in a variance thing. So we're a little uncertain of exactly what we're doing.
How to help you?
The house is, the problem seems to be, we got a little map that someone on the Planning Commission showed us what the problem was. And the problem is apparently that the previous owner made some changes in the house. We were told at one time that he actually applied for a permit when he started the change. He built a deck on front of the house. That's apparently the problem. And he did not finalize the permit, apparently. We've been told this. I'm not sure it's true. And the problem seems to be that the deck intrudes, it's less than 15 feet from the road in the front.
If that's considered the side.
Whether you consider it, there's no front door. There's a side door. So we think that the side door is effectively the front of it, and it would front on Flounder Avenue, which is not really a road at all. It's just a road that could be put through there, as I understand it.
It's never been developed. It's never been paved. And, in fact, it's filled with trees. So, and the same way with Striper on the other side. You don't even know that there is an access road. And I assume it's because there are four lots there, and if they'd ever been able to develop the lots closest to Deep Hole Creek, then you would have had to access those lots by either Flounder or Striper. But because of the wetland restrictions, those will never be developed, so it's doubtful that the roads would either ever be developed. However, in order that we can get the maximum setback so we can be in compliance as much as possible, the fellow in the planning office suggested that we use Flounder Avenue as our front. So we'd have almost the 30. We'd have the 30 feet
easily on that side. The I was talking about the deck which is on Bayshore Drive, and she's talking about
there's also the
entry
deck
problem and there's a on the side facing Flounder Avenue, which it has a door going in on the first floor. And also has a stairway going up to the second floor where you can get in to the second floor. There's no front door on the underneath the deck on the front, though there is a sliding door entrance onto the deck on the second floor. In that regard, the only problem on the side yard, assuming what we're calling the front of the house on Flounder Avenue, there is a shed approximately 22.5 feet away from Flounder Avenue. Apparently, that should be 30 feet, and it's only 22.5. So we'd like a variance, I think, to allow that shed to remain there and also for the deck to remain on the front because it's less than 15 feet from the road. All of this stuff is rather new to us, and at the time we bought the place, we weren't as fully aware of the problems as we now are.
Yeah. There was no final inspection of when the original owner put the deck on the house. He just did it, as many construction projects were done at Broadkill. There was never any final approval.
And we could probably find out, but we're not aware at this time of exactly when these changes were made.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I should...
I'm going to get to that just a moment, sir.
You're saying everything that exists now was there when you bought it?
Correct.
Yes.
You haven't done anything, moved anything?
Correct.
And it was, we believe, some time ago, but we're not sure when.
All right, sir. Hey, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Kelly, what constitutes which property line is front?
It's a through lot, so Flounder Avenue would have two fronts. Flounder Avenue is the front, Striper Road is the front, and Bayshore Drive is the corner or side yard.
And why is Bayshore not the front? Just because there's two others?
Right, it's considered a through lot.
I got you.
So Bayshore Drive is your corner lot?
Bayshore is the corner, the side corner.
And there was a CO issued for the home?
I would assume this. There was a CO issued for the home probably several years ago. However, there was no permit obtained for the deck that was constructed or the two sheds that were placed on the property.
Okay.
We were told that this was done about 2000. But again, that's a guess.
If the case is approved, either way, you still need to get a permit for the deck and the two sheds.
Correct.
I think the second, according to the map that the Planning Commission gave us, the one of the sheds is 30 feet away from Flounder. The other one is not.
Right. The one closest to Flounder Avenue is only 22.5.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
What she's saying, that even though it meets setbacks, it was never, there was never a permit for it. And at some point, you'd
see.
Have to get a permit anyway.
A permit for both?
Or remove it, yeah.
Right, both sheds and the deck that was constructed.
Okay.
Get those anyway. Okay.
So how do we go about that?
You go back in the same office and they can issue a permit, and then that goes through the process of getting a certificate of occupancy for those items.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's certainly a uniqueness in this lot, and that has two paper roads, and one being the front, one being the back, which certainly makes it unusual to design house in a different configuration, and obviously it looks like the sheds would be in the back, so that certainly makes it unique, and at this point I think we'll agree that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We heard testimony was not created by the applicant but someone prior to them. I don't see, or we haven't heard testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and they're suggesting that it would be a minimum to afford them relief, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,912.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,912. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.